Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra live on Blog Talk Radio. This November 24th, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. Hi, I'm Estra, your host. Welcome and thank you for joining in again for our 12th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and thankfulness. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra is presented from a consumer's perspective, meaning we talk in terms of how car accidents impact your life, starting with daily routines that include the physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise, from interactions with family and friends to others. It's your challenge that tells the story. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow, from the initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, and self-insured employers. This show is really about you. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premier, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. So relax, listen, call in and talk, because this is about you and your car accident experiences. Through it all, there are things to be thankful for. Take a moment to reflect on how you are still here and have made it through the journey. There is no defeat unless you give up. Be thankful for will and determination, for internal fortitude. No one, including harassment and intimidation by insurance companies and self-insured employers, can keep you from pursuing your new or old dreams. Whether able or disabled, you own them, along with all the memories associated. You are not alone in this walk of life. Many others have suffered too, yet find things to be thankful for along the way. There is so much to consider. Many people do not realize it until they're in this situation, when you've been in a car accident. At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're so shaken up, it's easy to forget. Or there may be something going on at the scene that distracts you. That's why keeping a copy of my car accident book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember, and you are able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've got the information written down right there inside your book with plenty of writing space, yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. Estra is ready to share and hear about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers and coping with everyday situations from being in a car accident. Your claim may be processed through your own insurance, the other's drivers, or paid directly to you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well through most of the process, which can open you up to be taken advantage of financially, physically, or emotionally. And this is why I share my wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So hopefully, if you run into the situation, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we'll share tweets, blog articles, videos, music, poems, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that's 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know it's difficult and it takes courage to share personal injury experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story and can also be helpful in the healing process. So I'm offering the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra, along with the first caller to share their own past or current experiences from a car accident or harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured just like you is waiting to hear your story. These two books will be personally signed by me. Also, you can order your copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the soft cover book or ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, eBay, Google Books, and also AIM. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation at Facebook and at estra.blogtips, or you can also email your responses to Estra's radio show at blogtalkradio.com or send a tweet at Estra's radio show. The results will be shared at the end of the show. Now, bring your conversations to Estra's radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Thank you for listening and being a part of the podcast today. Our topic is you and thankfulness. When in the midst of a storm, one must remember to recognize and focus on the good things in life. This being Thanksgiving week, we are going to take a moment to reflect and find them. But first, our show's listener shout-out goes to Hope Mob. Hope Mob is an amazing community of generous strangers that come together to mob one story of need at a time with real hope. Join the mob at Twitter at Hope and check out their website at www.hopemob.org. There is nothing like real hope, so thank you. The link is also up on Twitter at Estra's Radio Show. We appreciate all of our listeners, and this is our special way of providing you with a special hello. Our song of the week goes out to Michael Sweet Stryper. Michael is a lead singer, lead guitarist for Stryper Band, was co-lead singer and guitarist for Boston, husband to Chaplain Sweet, dad to Mikey and Elena, Sweet. Join him on Twitter at Michael Sweet. Please visit his website at www.michaelsweet.com. personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day, someone's life has been changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverage of all types we paid premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. From time to time, I'll be stopping to take a moment to comment on a section of the article. This week's personal injury news comes from CNN US. And the topic of the title of the article is Fog Suspected in 100 Vehicle Texas Wreck That Claims At Least Two Lives. And it's by Vivian Aku at CNN. And here's the article quote. At least two people were killed and as many as 120 injured in Thanksgiving pileups involving estimated 100 cars on a foggy stretch of highway in southeast Texas, authorities said. The first accident was a multi-car wreck in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 10, occurred about 8:45 a.m., according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. Chain reaction crashes followed, the department said in a news release, and included several accidents in the westbound lanes of the interstate, southwest of Beaumont in Jefferson County. Initial reports at the time of the crash indicated that there were dense fog, which could be contributing factors to the crashes, Texas Highway Patrol Trooper Stephanie Davis said. Two fatalities occurred in the same vehicle, authorities said. The victims were identified as Vincent Lego, 64, and Deborah Lego, 60, both of Pearland, Texas. The two were killed when their vehicle was hit from behind by an 18-wheeler. Ow. The Department of Public Safety said. Video from CNN affiliates KBMT showed badly mangled vehicles atop one another and people who appeared to be injured stretched out in grass along the highway and ambulance gurneys. Long lines of cars, each battered and some appearing to be totaled, lined the roadway. The vehicles include cars, minivans, pickups, trailer trucks, trucks, and at least one FedEx truck. That just sounds like an awful experience to be in. In several pictures, there appeared to be a slight sheen of fog. It was unknown exactly how many injuries resulted from the accident, said Davis. Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff Rod Carroll said that at least 80 and as many as 120 injured people were taken from the scene. I bet there was really panic at the hospitals there. Hopefully they have a few of them around. The most seriously injured were being transported to Houston, about 70 miles away. Several victims were transported to neighboring hospitals in Beaumont and Port Arthur. The role of fog and the causes of the accidents were still under investigation. Davis said westbound lanes of the interstate were closed for nearly 4 hours before being reopened. The eastbound lanes of I-10 were closed after the accidents throughout most of the day, with the Department of Public Safety saying shortly after 5 p.m., that most lanes had been cleared of debris and reopened, end quote. What a nightmare that would be on Thanksgiving Day. But 120 of them are thankful that they're still living. So, you know, it's really difficult to have to go through some of that, such an experience. And, you know, I'm sure a few of them could have used my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. In fact, it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to go get it as soon as they, you know, are able to do that, to be able to document it. Because with that number, from my point of view and in my opinion, it's going to be really, really a long battle. So I do wish them all well and a speedy recovery, and I'm sorry for the loss of the two people in the car. That's going to be painful for their families, I know. So be careful out there, but if you get hit, make sure to pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra, and keep it in your car, because I'm sure most of those people were so traumatized. It's really difficult to think straight when you've been hit, and especially if you're injured. So That's our news for the week. Stay tuned. We'll be back with my commentary on thankfulness after these messages. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. So, order it today. Now back to Esther's radio show. You're back with Estra on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm going to talk about the commentary I wrote for this week. What a week this has been. Have you found a reason to be thankful? As I read a number of car collisions around the world each week, I am thankful to still be here. A disability can sometimes make the journey more difficult. However, one still has the opportunity to become all that you can grow into being. I personally believe one's journey of learning about life and who you are never stops. It's the trials and tribulations that continue to transform our minds and our bodies. Do we reach perfection? If so, I haven't seen it yet, but I have changed considerably. Experiences have a way of transforming us. What emotions are invoked in you when feeling gratitude or thankfulness? Does it open up your heart and your mind for more opportunities? Does it provide relief from worry, trouble, or pain? A time of transition from pessimism to optimism? Thankfulness lets us know there is so much more in our world to appreciate. This includes appreciation of our own humanness and the things that happen to us. People all around may also benefit from an attitude of thankfulness. While enjoying this holiday season, remember to be grateful. Not because you have to, not because you necessarily have much to be thankful for, only because what you have is so much more than what you could actually have. Talk to a survivor of Hurricane Sandy. When the injured and sick have paid their premiums. However, their claims continue to be rejected at a time of need because of the cost. They don't want to pay out if it's very expensive. I am thankful because no matter my condition, I will continue until there is change for the injured in a car accident. I hope to end the practice of terrorizing the injured by the use of fraud and intimidation tactics to force them to relinquish their benefits. In my opinion, this is wrong. This is the United States of America, and as we saw in the last election, we can vote for change as well as following through until we see the results. These results show individuals and their families should be treated with respect and dignity while going through the insurance claim process. I will continue to share not only my story, but bring awareness to these issues. In summary, therefore, I am thankful that through my pain and suffering, I will not relinquish my goal at hand, eventually ensuring those injured receive their benefits, ending decades of benefits withheld due to greed or a lack of integrity by those who choose excessive profits over human care and concern. When we come back, we'll talk more about what it means to be thankful or grateful after these messages. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find car accident, personal injury, wisdom, knowledge, and support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. You can stay in touch with Estra through the week by going to Blogger at www.estras.blogspot.com or Twitter using @EstrasRadioShow or @EstrasBlogTips. You'll also find me on Facebook. You can also send an email right here to EstrasRadioShow@blogtalkradio.com. Now back to Estra's Radio Show.
Well, that's a little unusual for things to be blanking out right there. This is part of my commentary, and I actually thought that we had actually went over that, but I will be more than happy to do it again, since for some reason it is not showing up. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving Day, that you didn't have any turkey to waste, so you don't have to eat any for the rest of the next 2 weeks. Frozen turkey here, frozen turkey there, turkey everywhere. No, not too many turkeys got parted this week, so you know how that is. Okay, I thought I'd talk about what a week it has been. So let me go ahead and take a look one more time. I don't want to repeat myself too often. Okay, and I'm not sure why that's not showing up, but we will move right ahead. One of the things I actually found out was to start with thinking about being really thankful was to actually decide, what does really thankful mean? So I went out and took a look at some of the definitions, and I found some great ones. One of the first ones we're going to talk about is Wikipedia, and it defined it as gratitude or thankfulness. And it said, a positive emotion or attitude in acknowledgement of a benefit that has one received or will receive. And I think that kind of, I like the positive emotion. Also, just the actual mental part of that, too, of the benefit of receiving or receive. So it's not just, you know, the emotion of receiving, but it's just the mind and the emotions together. Merriam-Webster actually said, defined it as conscious of benefit received for what we are about to receive makes us truly thankful. Expressive thanks or thankful service, which is another one. I like the examples that they shared. Everyone was thankful to hear the good news. We were thankful that someone else was footing the bill. They gave that as an example for a wedding banquet. I bet somebody was today, for as much as they cost to have a decent one. So the next one we actually saw was the Free Dictionary, and the Free Dictionary stated aware and appreciative of benefits, grateful, expressive of gratitude. I really like this last part of it, and I see it twice. It says a thankful smile. I mean, sometimes some people have just are so thankful when they smile, they just light up the room. And you can just see the gratitude and the thankfulness and them being able to receive something that you've done. So that's just truly remarkable. Let's see here. Feeling or showing gratitude, a grateful heart, you know. I mean, what kind of visual is that, grateful heart? And it also says another, a thankful smile, so I think that's kind of wonderful there, too. And then they also show some adjectives to it. Grateful, pleased, relieved. They also show the opposite. We don't want to get into the negative today because we're being thankful, and we want to make sure that we do that. So I want to go down and try and make sure I don't get ahead of myself here. But the next thing that they're talking about is a list of some of the things to be thankful for. And there was an article out at Skiddo.com. It says 100 things to be thankful for. And underneath the main caption, it says, looking at the bright side of life. And the writer is Claudette Mitchell. And I just think that's great that you have to, no matter what happens, whether it's a car accident or some other misfortune or sometimes even good things that happen in your life, you still have to stay positive, and you have to know that it's only emotion, a moment in time, and that you can actually work through that. But writer Claudette Mitchell started at the discussion at the Skid U forum, and she asked, what are you thankful for? And she wrote for herself, she says, although I knew how important it was to be thankful, I learned only a few years ago the significance of it. I had to learn on a Dan Johnson call to write out 100 that you should be thankful for. At first, I thought I couldn't find 2, especially when you are in the dark season of life. And I'm just going to put a little comment, and you know how I like to comment on articles. At this point in time, we see, unfortunately, and we hear so much more about dark seasons that we kind of forget about the light, or we don't realize that just because something is happening to us that's unpleasant, it doesn't mean that we have to forget the good things or forego them because the bad things are happening. So that's one of the things I really liked about this article and it asking about being thankful. Okay, I'm going back into the article. But I challenged myself, and when I came to 100 things, I realized I could keep going. Wouldn't that be great? I learned a great lesson that day, and it was the beginning of the changing. Let me see, that starts that again. I realized I could keep going. I learned a great lesson that day, and it was the beginning of changing my life, too. So if you're feeling gloomy, discouraged, or hopeless, I challenge you to start writing out 100 things you are thankful for and look at them every day for a while. It will change your life. I'm going to comment right here. If someone told me to sit down and write 100 things, I think I would panic or think, 100? How could I come up with 100? I would actually change my strategy a little bit and say, okay, I'm going to start by coming up with 5 things that I'm thankful for. And once I made 5, I'd go to 10, 20, 30. And then I would just build to that 100. I think that sometimes you can look at the outside of something and say, oh, that's really pretty discouraging. So we don't want you to actually take that approach. Okay, I'm going to go on with Claudette's article here. I immediately responded to Claudette's challenge with the first thing, person. In other words, she was starting with I as a person. So she's talking about I, a person. I'm thankful for. So she said, I, Claudette, am thankful for, and then she made her list. Soon, I too was adding to my list and immediately started feeling better. I recently ran into some meanies online, but making a list of 100 things I am thankful for, it really put the other stuff in perspective. And I just have another thing here to say too. A lot of times when things are going on or we're around people who maybe are giving off negative or maybe they just have more negative than positive in their personality, we tend to try to pick that up. And the thing I like about the being thankful for 100 things is that it really does kind of move that stuff out of the way. You become an overcomer. You don't concentrate on that other stuff. Well, that other stuff or people, negative people, you know, harassers, intimidators, will all those things be there? They will be, but you can still make the choice to look at some of the good things that you don't have to keep your eyes on those negative things. So I wonder what would happen if you had someone ask someone to make a list of 100 positive, thankful things and 100 things that were negative. And I suspect many people would work on that negative much faster, and I think it could be like the commercials and some of the way our society is now set up. But I challenge you to actually move to the other side. To actually say, I am thankful. I'm thankful even though I was in a car accident. I am still here. I read all the time, every week, about car accidents all over the world. And I'll tell you something, it has changed my perspective because I realize how thankful you can be when you can get up and you're alive. It's really, you know, it's a really encouraging, whether you're disabled or abled. Disabled, it's, you know, it brings its own challenges, but I would encourage anyone who's been hit by a car accident who is currently disabled, not to give up, and do not let other people frame you as to who you are. You are who you were before the accident. You might have different strengths and weaknesses, but that's how it goes sometimes. Sometimes we're always evolving. Sometimes we're one way for a decade, and then the next decade we've changed, or we've grown, or we've learned. So we don't want to actually put ourselves in this little cocoon and not really be able to move forward. So I want to make sure that you remember that. Now, of the 100 lists that she had, I actually pulled a few of them out because I thought they were just fantastic. So I'm going to read you some of the ones on Claudette's list. The first one I want to read is called Standing on the Mountaintops. I think that's wonderful. If you've ever gone up to the mountains, you usually have a great view. You've used a lot of energy to get there. Those lungs are really moving by that time, so it's really a great feeling. Being able to laugh, she said that. I'm also in favor of laughter. I think laughter is just the best thing that you can do. I think if I had a choice whether to laugh or to cry, I would probably laugh, even if it was something to cry about. I just like to laugh. Okay. Good health. Good health is such a wonderful thing. I don't think you realize how much you miss that until something happens and you just aren't able to do some of the things that you were normally able to do. So you can become very discouraged at that point. But if you had it once, you can have it again. And if you can't have it that way, you can have it a different way. You have it, so however it is, it works for you. Sunshine. Oh, I love sunshine. I don't know why I'm in Seattle. Sunshine, although Seattle weather's been kind of strange like the rest of the country, but sunshine, it just feels so good on your body when it's hitting in it. It can take away some of the aches and pains if you have them, and that's the reason why I also love showers and hot tubs, because of the same reason. The ocean, as you could hear in the music playing earlier, was fantastic. I love water. It's so soothing and relaxing. She said public lands, national parks. I love the park. I mean, I spend a lot of time at the park. But she's saying national parks. And so there's so much to be thankful for. And it's not always just the big things. It's the little things. There's a lot of little things that are so important. And you don't really necessarily realize that until something happens. And those little things you could always do or that were really fun or that you just didn't realize that you were taking for granted, just like, wow, would I love to do this another time? I certainly would. Aquariums, I'm wondering if she's my twin or something here. I love aquariums. They're just wonderful. The fish are just great and relaxing to watch. It's just fantastic. I truly enjoy it. Now, I'm going to read this one because I thought it was really fascinating the way in which she looked at hard times. And she says, because they made me stronger and wiser, and the good times even better. And I thought that's such a great way to look at hard times. Although when you're going through them, they're anything but that. I mean, I sincerely believe that they make you stronger. I think that they do make you wiser so that you don't have to do those things again. Or if you do, you'll make sure you come out a little better. But I really like the way she said that. She also said she likes fresh snow. I love fresh snow because when I was a kid, we used to make those ice cream out of snow, and it was one of the funnest things I can remember. Now, she loves rainy days. Now, that makes me wonder, is she from Seattle? Because there's a lot of rain going on here, but they are soothing. You can just hear the raindrops falling. It's nice and comfortable to go to sleep that way, in my opinion. So you can go out and take a look at some of the ones she has here. She's done a great job of laying them out. And all the links, I always place them up on Facebook on Estras.blogs blog tips. So after the show, you can go out there. I didn't get a chance to put them up before the show, but I will get them up today. And you'll be able to actually go to all the links that I've actually pulled up today. So it looks like everything is maybe right back on target. I'm going to see where we go in here and see if we can get the rest of this rolling. So let's see where we are. What does it really mean to be thankful? Let's take a look at a few definitions. Our first one is from Wikipedia, and it says,
actually, since now it wants to work, I'm just going to ignore it. We're going to just move on, since I basically have talked about a lot of that. We may have missed a good song or two, but we'll come back to that next week. See if this one's going to...
I want to hear some cheering song.
Love to be happy.
Love to eat. I love you.
We working. Cause it's good. Love to eat. Like a good boy should come in. Happy to eat.
So good. Clapping's messing my head up. I appreciate it. But I was trying to think of this next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway.
Turkey for me. Turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Thanksgiving. It's a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded that little strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that guy. Oh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the bugs in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Pink's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
That was Adam Sandler with his Thanksgiving song. We'll be right back after these messages. Wanting to order the book After the Radio Show? You'll find Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Now back to Esther's Radio Show. Welcome back to Talking About You with Esther on Block Talk Radio. Our next feature for the day will be a poem recited by Grant Raymond.
There once was a restless boy who dwelt in a home by the sea, where the water danced for joy, and the wind was glad and free. But he said, "Good mother, oh, let me go, for the dullest place in the world I know is this little brown house, this old brown house, under the apple tree. I will travel east and west, the loveliest homes I'll see, and when I have found the best, dear mother, I'll come for thee. I'll come for thee in a year and a day, and joyfully then we'll haste away from this little brown house, this old brown house, under the apple tree." So he traveled here and there, but never content was he, though he saw in lands most fair the costliest homes there be. He something missed from the sea or sky, till he turned again with a wistful sigh to the little brown house, the old brown house, under the apple tree. Then the mother saw and smiled, while her heart grew glad and free. "Hast thou chosen a home, my child? Ah, where shall we dwell?" quoth she. And he said, "Sweet mother, from east to west, the loveliest home, and the dearest and best, is a little brown house, an old brown house, under an apple tree."
Yes, what we're looking for many times is right there in front of us. Sometimes we just have to take a journey to realize just how valuable it is. And this is one reason why we should always be thankful for the things and the people, and not necessarily in that order, that we have in our lives. It makes a difference.
Jesus was.
was from the movie Sister Act 2. The name of the song is Oh Happy Day. Whether you look to Jesus or have found joy and peace elsewhere, I hope you've found a thankfulness in your heart and soul that allows you to persevere through the struggles in your life and appreciate the good things. It's time to take your call. Dial 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. If the lines are busy, keep trying. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back. Today's survey question for listeners is, did you find one reason to be thankful on Thanksgiving Day? Email A for yes, B for no. Again, that's A for yes, B for no to Estra's Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com.
Well, I've really enjoyed and been thankful that you guys have stayed with me today. There's been a lot of technical difficulties. I still haven't gotten solved yet, but we will figure them out, and hopefully maybe on the archives they won't be as noticeable as they have been live. But I just appreciate and thank you so much for listening. It's amazing how our time goes by so quickly.
Thanks for staying with us today. The tweet of the week comes from Estra's Radio Show, and it's, quote, thankfulness creates a positive pathway for those with disabilities to overcome obstacles and those without to move past other problems, end quote. You know, when it's all said and done, your life plans can come to fruition. Do not ever give up. Listen to your own inner voice. The blog article we'd like to read is titled Appreciation of the Disabled. And it reads as follows. Through it all, the disabled find time to show care and concern for others, respect and love, not necessarily shown to them. Wow, you, the disabled, are appreciated. Many have been victimized. Many try to recover, take care of families with little finances. They also deal with insurance companies and employer pain, suffering, and still move forward. The inner strength and courage displayed in everyday living and to those who are in your life is truly amazing. Through all the struggles, never to waver, never to give up, but continue to face each obstacle with objectivity and wisdom. Makes many disabled individuals people to look up to. Most don't complain much, but plow through the process. Yet many don't get the respect they deserve. This does not stop them, however, from obtaining their goals and having a future. If no one else has told you today, know that you are appreciated. Send your comments to estrasblog@gmail.com.
Something for yourself today. Show yourself some love.
I can't believe how fast our time has gone today. I've enjoyed being in your company, and I'm very thankful that you are here. Let's meet back up next Saturday, same time, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard, and continue our conversation. We want to extend a special thank you to Fabian Claudel, InternetArchives.org, Wikipedia, Marin Webster, Free Dictionary, WikiHow, Grant Raymond, Adam Sandler, Sister Act 2, and WikiHow. They all made our time much more interesting. Make sure that you visit them at their websites. The link is out on Facebook at Estra's Blog Tips. Next week, our topic will be you and food, and it's going to be good, yum, yum, good for you and good to you. Can't ask for more than that. So tune in on Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen. Well, you can just be yourself. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of Free Speech has allowed the Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlight.publishing@gmail.com. Thank you.